You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to another episode of 3 Raw. This is CJ.
It's your man's Rob.
Your boy, Jimmy.
That's what's up. We're supposed to have a special guest here, but he's not here today because of emergency purposes, which is fine.
Shout out to Mars. Hope everything going good.
We'll hope everything goes well. It's been a pretty interesting week, especially on social media. That's why I have this drink right here, but we might get to that later. But this is my boy's Robert 30th birthday today.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Happy birthday, baby.
We're gonna show love. Happy birthday to the boy.
Oh, yeah.
We got this Captain Morgan's on deck.
Oh, yeah. Boy, man, we have a body.
Shout out Captain Morgan's everywhere, man.
Yeah,
celebrate with your man.
So what you doing for your 30th birthday? This is like a milestone for us, man.
Yeah, it is, man. We getting old, man.
Yeah.
Wise.
Do you feel on your knees?
We getting old, man.
Getting wise.
You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I'm starting, you will start developing and looking like I'm 30.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Hey, you look good, man. Don't crack to you unless you do crack, right?
You know what I'm saying? No, never that. No, I don't really got nothing much big planned, man. A little get together with my family.
Oh, I come. I'm saying.
Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying. You more than welcome.
Okay.
Probably step out the weekend. You know what I'm saying.
Yes.
All right. But that's about it, man. I'm pretty simple, man.
All right.
Trying to stay out the way.
Hey, what kind of cake you like though?
Cake. Cheesecake, my brother.
I got you.
Oh yes, good looking.
That's what I'm talking
about. All right. Really? How about you, Brandon? How your week, man? Go ahead.
Let me tell y'all something.
Spill the beans.
A lot of y'all sucker cats, y'all need to relax on y'all little testosterone attitudes lately. I don't know what's going on. I'm not responsible for you not having a job. I'm not responsible for you not being able to take care of your baby mama. I'm not responsible for none of that.
No.
This will be the last time somebody run up on me at work talking crazy. This will be the last time somebody claim they want to scrap. And then when I square up, you run.
P.S.A.
What's going on with you, my brother?
Man, these niggas is pussies, bro.
Oh, yes.
These dudes are straight females. I don't understand it. Today, I'm not going to deal with my yesterday situation. My yesterday situation wasn't as irritating as today. Don't nothing irritate me more when you're my age or maybe a couple years behind or a couple years forward and you want to act like a female. As far as a man is concerned.
Oh, yes.
I don't know about y'all, but when we was growing up, we was put in a position where you need to make sure that you on point. This was instilled in us when we were in elementary school. You need to make sure you was on point and you will be on point when you leave this house. Because when you leave this house, depending on your parent, ain't no coming back.
Mm-mm.
Okay? This dude comes into the store. You already know you're not allowed in my store. Because you're a thief. And you get upset because I ask you to leave. Then you try to hit me with, dang, bro, you tripping. It's supposed to be Wakanda forever. Wakanda is not built off of thieves.
Oh, no.
Wakanda is built off of kings, queens, entrepreneurs.
Oh, man, hold on, time out, man.
Man, I can.
Hold on, CJ.
I can't believe you said that shit to me, dog.
Hey, man, hold on, time. Is this a formal employee?
No, he's not a formal employee.
The local CD DVD man.
No,
man.
He's worse. He one of them. No disrespect to my hippies.
I'm hippie.
He's one of these dudes that's just lost. He calls himself being found, but he lost. He's walking around with a skirt on that's got all these supposed chakras. He's got a triangle on his forehead. And, you know, just you can tell the man going through it.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know, that's fine. Everybody do. You know, walking around with boxing gloves on his neck. So, you know, he's feeling some type of way. He talking crazy, talking about. Yeah, all right.
Oh, he feeling some type
of like,
way.
Yeah, all right, nigga. I can show you after you get off. What time you get off? I get off at 3 for anybody that want to know. Second of all, what's the deal when you niggas get checked and y'all ain't got nothing else to say? Y'all just want to scrap.
That's a new kid.
Like, grow up, dog. Grow up.
Yeah, it wasn't like that when we grew up.
I don't have, look.
Yeah, the conflict resolution skills is real bad.
The conflict resolution skills was not only on point, the conflict resolution skills was as simple as it could get. Either we going to talk this out or we going to scrap it out. Ain't nobody about to keep on doing all this extra stuff with y'all suckers. For real, man. I'm not going to do this with y'all. So this week and for the now on duration, because I plan on being in another job, another career entry with my new job by the summer. But if I ain't already got fired, God forbid, by then for knocking one of y'all out, y'all tripping, bro.
Hey, yo, Brandon, you sure you don't want this shot, man?
I'm good, baby. I got my Coke in my room.
Oh, my God.
But shot for B, man. Come on, let's get this in, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. I don't know what's going on, my brother.
I wake up every morning, every day, and take care of my business, dog. I don't see why you think you're supposed to get a break.
I feel you. But
what's going on with you, CJ?
Yeah, what's the deal, baby?
It's been a crazy. I wouldn't say it's crazy, but it was all right. But I'm gonna start off with the shenanigans I had to deal with.
Oh,
Facebook.
Yes,
yeah, you had a troll, right?
Please.
Oh my God, this one particular female.
First of all, I don't mean to interrupt you. Shout out to Aquila Davis, this woman who is the wife of my boy, reminded me of how it used to be in marriages.
All right.
Shout out to your wife.
Now, what happened, man? Go into details on what happened, man.
First off, this girl accused me of being a
I can't talk either. I know what you're saying.
Misogynistic. Broke.
Egomaniac type of guy, which I'm not that type of person. First off, I love women. How I'm that guy, and I love eating pussy. But anyway,
shout out to the child game.
Oh my God, she been trolling people for years, man. I knew her from college. I went to college with her.
Okay,
and I never knew she was like that till we were friends on Facebook, and then she become this feminism type female. I'm like, oh, where this came from?
Supposedly feminist.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I love the feminism. Yeah. I love the Me Too movement.
If it's real.
But her, she's doing it
basically talking shit just because, right?
Just because. She don't have a man or no dick. That's what it is. Right. So basically, I'm trying to encourage people. If you follow me on Facebook or add me on Facebook, or fans on Facebook in particular, I always try to be positive as I can. So this one particular status, I said something about, should we refer our black people as kings and queens?
And so, why don't we?
You see why?
And why don't we?
Because of her attitude. Because I won't say her attitude.
No,
she do have
because
an attitude.
Of her attitude. Because of that mindset. Please continue.
But
that ain't gonna change it.
But anyway, she was basically every status I made that whole day. Mm-hmm. She was trying to trying to get on me, and she think I won't go say nothing.
Hey, hold on, time out. When you say, like, all your statuses, was they all circled around?
For that one particular day.
Okay.
One particular day.
But it was all circled around basically the same type of question, and she had to be extra philosophical when it was just required a why and why not.
Exactly.
When did she start going personal?
When?
Like, in the middle of the status. She was saying, like, because I was basically saying something like, oh, man, I can't remember.
Look at you, man. What happened, B, man?
Okay, so he did what he normally does. He puts a status up and trying to empower people, or just trying to start a conversation because, you know, people's day might be crazy. These are the only two statuses that this man makes. He makes a status that'll either make you laugh, or he makes a status that'll make you think. This status was
Time out, or he be talking shit.
It was a little bit of both,
but okay. it was meant for you to be like, good question, why don't we? And so she goes, is this a such and such pertained to men and women, whatever? And I'm just like, by the way, never answered the question.
She never answered the question. She said she answered two of my questions, but she never did.
So finally somebody was like, okay, you're doing too much. Are you going to answer the question?
I got it.
Okay.
So my actual status said, can we refer our people to our people as kings and queens instead of tearing people down?
Mm-hmm.
So she was saying, like, are those mutually exclusive? So I applied. Shit, I don't know. So my wife, she came in. She was like, do you actually have to respond or do you have to question every post he make? So she said, this is the response. Questions are valid responses. And because it was mentioned, I was assuming as a continuation from our other conversation, do you have a problem with the question? And, you know, my wife, she was just saying, like, you know, every time I made a status, you was pretty much trying to check me.
Basically, the pity radar got popped up and it got ugly.
Yeah. So all my other friends came in.
All of them.
I really didn't need him. Hey. I really didn't need him.
No, hold on. We know you didn't need us.
Hey, CJ, man, hold on. Time out. Quick question.
Go ahead, brother.
So this, we not going to say her name. You know what I mean?
Oh, I ain't going to say her name.
Right. So
she don't need no fame.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this chick or whatever, man. Chick. The type of, yeah, you know what I mean? Chick. The type of person she is online. What do, that we all can basically see what she is. Is she on something positive? Something, you know what I'm saying, typical?
Nah.
Where's her mindset at, first off?
Basically.
Her mindset is trying to, I guess, empower to the women, I guess. She's feminist. Like one feminist. You know, she one
going
feminist.
About it the wrong way, period.
But, oh, yeah. But you know what I'm saying? You got like three or four different types of feminists. Is she like, no matter what you say, I'm right types feminist?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh,
yeah. No.
She, oh, no, no, she is.
Oh, she ain't?
That, she, no,
what,
she's
what is
not
she?
That feminist. She's that if it's going to benefit me feminist. That's what it was.
Look, she the whole nine, man. She
the whole nine.
She the whole nine.
Is she
nine,
the
man.
Type that's, I want equal rights until the shit ain't equal no more?
Nah, she ain't that.
Okay. Mm-mm. Okay. No. I just had a couple quick questions. You can continue.
It benefits her.
Right.
She the type of feminist that she desperately needs dick. That's what that, was, that
it,
is.
Until it benefits her.
Until it benefits her.
Yeah.
But she's so ugly. She
well,
ain't
fuck it,
no
man.
Dick.
Shots to this motherfucker getting dick, dog. Let's go. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't put the bell.
I like this bell thing, you know.
I think I,
like
I got a mask for it, too, dog. I think my mask probably good for her, dog. We go get that together later.
We
going
to hook her
man.
Up.
You know
I don't
what
know.
I mean?
I'm surprised we still friends on Facebook, man. I thought she was
I mean,
so
but
good.
Ladies, man,
me.
On the reals, man. Like,
she was wrong.
Everybody got bad days, man. Everybody go disagree. Ain't no, you really don't want to have a yes man or woman around. You know what I'm saying? But
oh, no.
To come left, definitely when the energy ain't needed. Come on, man. We got to do better, man. We got to do better.
We really do.
But go ahead.
But anyway. So, she was basically was, you know, everybody was chipping in. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go through all the details, but she was saying that, you know, I was saying yes to your responses and blah, blah, blah. So, she was saying that I was a short, broke nigga. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
And that's when it got ugly.
Oh, it just
that's why
left.
I got ugly, yeah.
That's when it got left, man. Because, like.
That's why I called her Charlotte from Old Money Looking Ass.
Oh, so y'all just had a whole.
Oh, we had it.
Oh, what the fuck was I at, man? Why ain't nobody tagged me?
Look, man, you be in sports groups. You be in them sports groups and shit, man.
Now look.
Hey,
I
man, shout out to the sports groups.
I happen to just, you know, be scrolling right. and seeing what's going on. And here's how I ended up scrolling.
She's just a broke down Whoopi Goldberg. That's what
Aquila texted me thinking I was the other Brandon. And I was like, huh?
Oh, my boy Brandon Whittier. My boy, shout out to my boy.
And I'm like, what's going on? What you talking about? And so she was like, check out Facebook, check the status. And I checked the status. And I'm just like, what happened here to where it got this far? And period, what the problem was is that she didn't get the attention she was looking for. Everybody else was literally answering the question. She felt if she answered it with that question, that you two were going to get into this big old convo. What she failed to realize was everybody saw the in-between situation. I hope y'all don't think I'm feeling this broke short. Yes, you are. Because you know you've been checked twice by three different females, including the wife. You were called out on what you were trying to do.
You know what? You know why she felt some type of way? Because everybody was on her. And I remember years ago, I would say about a good 8-9 years ago, she said, I look She said, I look cute. I'm like, oh, so not all. So all this changed now, huh? Since I called you ugly and all that stuff. So now,
hey, I'm ugly too. Hold on.
I'm like, oh, okay.
But who called who uglies first?
She did.
She did.
Oh, okay,
she
did. Okay.
I ain't said nothing about
her. See, I know this dude. I know him. You know what I mean?
No, I ain't said nothing about his face.
And keep it real.
I know him. You know what I mean? When I tell you that he was on full defense, and see, here's the thing about it, though, right?
Uh-huh.
CJ really didn't get a chance to defend himself because everybody else was already 300.
Like that. So I was at work. I was at
everybody,
work.
Everybody was already Spartan
so,
300.
So quick question, B. You think because the females came in and basically was agreeing with him that made her energy go completely left?
Yeah, because they saw through it.
The way she was commenting, it was kind of confusing what the hell she was talking about.
And see, that was the thing. At first, that's all that they were trying to figure out. What is it that you're trying to say?
And what she was trying to prove. She wasn't proving nothing.
Right, and she wasn't trying to give anything up.
It was stupid, man.
Which really meant you weren't really trying to say anything at all. You were trying to go further than what you were supposed to go.
I was basically just sitting back and enjoying the show because...
Yeah, because... And here's
I would have said something worse, and yeah. I didn't. Thank God I didn't. But I did put up that meme with like the...
Well, she had it coming.
Hey,
oh,
man.
She had it coming. You know what's crazy to me, though? Ladies, I don't... Ladies I mean, and men. I
ladies!
Ladies! No, seriously. I don't get why you look at the profile...
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me you don't study the profile.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it's the first thing when you hit CJ's and Aquila's profile. You see them married. You see them engaging. You see them with their, I have to say engaging because, you know, people are married, but that don't mean that they married. You see them engaging. You see them with their child. Shout out to my niece, Kylie. You know, it's a real situation. So it's like you would think you would censor some of the stuff that's getting ready to come out of your mouth with the ideal.
She know I'm in a relationship.
You know what I mean? With the ideal that
funny.
There might be a chance that wifey might pop up and be like, excuse me, what are you going with this?
I mean, but it's a difference right. between being married, well, my bad marriage, being married and, you know what I'm saying, basically having a status and somebody coming over there and speaking their mind. But if you bring in unnecessary attention, unnecessary negative shit to the status, I can understand where you're coming from. You know what I'm saying? But you kind of can't stop her for speaking her mind, though, CJ.
Oh, no. Nah.
You know what I mean? But coming at you, calling you broke and all that bull, man, it is what is open season there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's been over.
Hey,
no, but
that's been over season.
I don't know what's up with y'all, too, man. I guess my week was pretty good. My week was filled up with laughing at everybody else. Like currently, I know y'all been paying attention with what's been going on in hip hop.
Coconut,
your man's what's his name?
Royce.
Nah. Oh well, yeah, we can get to that too
in a minute. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Your man's Tekashi.
Oh my God,
in the Mexican boy. Tattoos.
Interview,
yeah,
man.
Oh, man.
69?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tekashi 69. Okay, look, I haven't even really been paying attention to this man on purpose because just looking at him, he just looked like he a sucker.
He's like a modern day Lil Jon to me.
I can't say Lil Jon, though.
Lil Jon
was specifically making his music just
never
to have fun.
Aquila. Never.
You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. With Lil Jon, he a producer and a DJ first.
Right.
My man's a rapper.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
but I'm saying he's like very the whole, very loud.
Right. The whole quote on, you know what
something
I'm saying?
Out.
Yeah, but you know, the whole situation with this dude allegedly. Wake up.
I'm sorry.
Allegedly he's supposed to be one of these New York bloods. You know what I'm saying? He wanna be tough.
He was a Crip 1 minute, then the next minute.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay, with these kids, man. Okay. Go ahead, Rob.
Oh
go ahead.
My God.
I'm gonna let B go.
I just got a question, and then, Rob, you can continue.
Okay.
When I was growing up, from what I was told, wasn't no switching. You ain't even get a chance to make it with the thought process of switching.
My man said...
Like, you couldn't even be in a... Like, if we were three bloods right now, and CJ said...
No, I've been thinking about Crippin.
He be dead right now.
You know, these fake rappers is nowadays, man.
He said on the Breakfast Club that it was cool. Just listen. Because he wasn't rapping no set, though.
Yeah, he did say that.
He said that. This came out his mouth.
The middle of the interview. You can watch the interview. You didn't get a chance to
watch. Now, it didn't matter that he was false flagging, that he was hanging around with a whole bunch of Crips, that he was blued out. It didn't matter because you never heard him claim a set.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard in my life.
Don't look at me crazy, man.
So you're allowed to walk through these territories and you're going to be okay?
Look, kid, stay out of drugs, please.
Hey, I don't know about y'all.
Stay away from drugs and stay in school, please.
Man. I mean, but it is different cultures when
it comes down. That's what happens when you be in too much opioids. That's why.
But it's a different culture, though, when it comes down to like street shit, hip-hop, and then gang culture. You know what I'm saying?
Gang culture ain't nothing to mess with.
No, and it seemed like a lot of people like the Game, YG, a lot of respectable people who from the West were really originated at having a problem with them. Because they looking at it like, man, you playing around with this. This is religion to us.
Exactly.
I got uncles, aunties, cousins, my parents. We done lived and died this.
It's not only that.
You know what I mean?
It's the... You know, back then it was very, very, very difficult to be able to rise above the gang life and be able to become something. Now it's almost somewhat preached.
It's like a Wild Wild West, you especially know what I mean? In
the city of Chicago. It's somewhat preached now. If you can get out of this, and make it. But if you can't get out of this and you gonna stick to this, you need to stick to this. So it's, you know... It's different now. Back then, you were blood. That was it. There was no this, that, and all that extra stuff. You know, a few cats might have been able to get married depending on somebody's morals, but for the most part, your lady was just your. That was it. You wasn't marrying nobody because nine times all the way out, you were married to the gang. You know what I mean? So it's not just about we live this life. For those who have been able to get out of it, when they look back at an interview like that or they look back at somebody saying something like that, it pisses them off because it makes them feel like, so you mean to tell me he get to do whatever he want to do, but when I was doing it, I literally had to fight for my life, so he get to do that?
Right.
I think what it
he
is.
He just fake. He just being the game. He just
you know what I'm saying? Like, basically, what a lot of them were saying, you know what I'm saying?
Devon was popping. Vanilla was popping.
But times change. We got to keep it real. Well, apply back in the 80s and the 90s, even early 2000s, don't apply now. But certain rules still do. Mm-hmm. Like B was saying, you know what I'm saying? The false flagging. The you know what I'm saying? You want to be in, but you want to be out. Like, we got a lot of famous rappers, producers from different sets. You know what I'm saying? You got Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, straight Crip.
This man is a...
Straight Crip.
Worldwide international superstar. Like, you got to think about it. There's only maybe two rappers in the world that's known everywhere, and that's Jay-Z and Snoop Dogg.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? He never shied away from who he was, but in the same token, he never brought a negative light to it.
Nope. Exactly.
Same with...
Have you been watching his little documentary on Netflix about being a coach of football?
I saw a little of that.
Man,
yeah, that's good.
A really good that's documentary, really good, man. Snoop Dogg.
And see, that's what I mean by it's a difference as far as if you can make something of it. Because in the beginning with the situation with Bloods and Crips, it was supposed to be about a neighborhood situation as far as you protecting your neighborhood from police brutality and rival gangs is acting like they ain't got no sense.
Yeah.
Now it's a situation where, you know, you got Minister Farrakhan and other, you know, great names that are known for getting people to sit down and talk to each other. Now it's a situation where, okay, we understand what you guys are saying. What we're simply saying is, can you spin it in a positive way? We're not going to tell you stop being Blood, stop being Crips, stop being
whatever.
Whatever, you know. Whatever, you know,
prime example. I remember with Larry Hoover, we was doing the Gangsta Disciples thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, he was more like BG's, right?
Don't give me the one, bro. I can't remember right now. I'm out of there.
But anyway.
I got you tomorrow.
Yeah, this
but was he was trying to, you know, he was trying to steer... his game bangers the right way too. He was starting like programs for like the unfortunate for the youth and stuff like that in the city of Chicago until the FBI got involved. Cause they're thinking that he was using that to get, you know, make more money for his, you know, for his empire.
What was that squad that we had for a little bit? Detroit.
You talk with the gang? You talk YBI?
Not YBI. The
MBF?
No, the actual, it was some dudes called Detroit something.
Oh my God.
For the last a couple years back, they was kind of like the Black Panthers somewhat of Detroit, but they was like going
Detroit,
about it.
Not 300.
They not was Detroit. Going about it the wrong way.
Oh my God. You talk about the one that was going into churches and it was like.
They was going into the schools and actually talking to the kids. They were actually being allowed to talk to the kids about.
I know what you talk about. I can't remember.
I can't remember that crew. Right, but now. it became a situation where they were going too far.
Yeah,
they, you know, saying what they were supposedly preaching wasn't exactly what they were preaching. You know,
I can't remember what it was, but I remember this one time they was going into church. It was middle of church service, and they pretty much was trying to. I guess it was protesting or whatever. And it was going out. It just went out of control.
How many
man.
Years ago was this?
It was like a couple of years ago.
Okay, Delano. Okay.
Two, three years ago. I can't remember. Okay.
I got a. I'm sorry. I got a comment from one of our viewers. Delano said, "Crip community restoration is in progress. Blood was supposed to treat everyone like family. So as far as their rules are concerned, that's how it's supposed to be.
That's how it was the old school way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially like
shout
nowadays.
Out to the lesson."
Especially nowadays, it's like they all over the place, man. Like gang killers is sparring out of control.
And you know what? I'm cool with a crew. I always told my people that when I was growing up. I don't have a gang, I got a crew.
That's how I was. You know what? We really don't have a gang here in Detroit.
I mean, we got certain little areas, red zone.
We got squads. But
yeah,
they're squads. Like,
I mean, I'm talking about gangs, though. You know what I'm saying? We got little areas, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in particular, though.
I'm for the red zone.
All right, man, look at you.
481.
But in particular, though, what Detroit usually do, we rep our hood, like our blocks.
Yeah, that, and
you know what I mean? Like, I'm Dexter. Then you got somebody from probably P-Rock. Then you got somebody from 7 Mile. That's basically what we did. But we always moved in respect.
But it was click. It wasn't you know more saying? So like gang, whatever. It was more
no,
so
it was
like
clicked
click.
Up.
It was clicked up. It wasn't like no gang culture or anything like that.
No, but that, and that's what I mean. Like it was squads.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We were somewhat like the Midwest New York, where we had hoods, they had boroughs.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like he said, you rep Dexter or you rep Finkel or you rep Joy Roll, Eastside 7 Mile, Eastside 8 Mile. I met cats before I hit 11th grade. I met cats that was repping 3 Mile. And he wasn't.
Come on, man.
He wasn't no hoes. He wasn't
come
no punks, neither.
Man.
And you know,
3
people,
Mile Drive.
And you know, you know, that's the new thing. Now,
come
everybody
on,
like, there's no 3 Mile. Yes, there
yes,
is. There is a 3 Mile.
Come only on, if you're from the man. East Side.
If only if you're from the East Side, you know where that's at. Come right on. After you, well, if you're going toward Mac, it's like maybe 7 blocks up from Mac and Berkshire.
Yeah.
It's right there. And then after 3 Mile, you going toward Warren. You know what I'm saying? And then you going toward Ross. And only if you're from the East Side, you understand.
That's yeah, right. Man. But just overall, man, like, I don't want to drag the whole Tekashi thing, man. I just feel
oh,
like.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Shout out to my wife. She just said Era Detroit was what it was
New
called.
New Era Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Era Detroit.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah,
baby.
Now that name do seem familiar,
thank you,
man. I'm going to have to go back and do a little research on that, though. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't heard too much about them lately.
No, because they got shut down after there was a meeting that they were doing within the school. The way that they were talking, they
I didn't know they got shut
they
down.
They cut their own movement down a little bit. I don't know if they completely shut down. Let me say that right. I don't know if they completely shut down,
I don't
but
care.
They not as loud.
I'm
going to
look up into
are.
It, though.
Look,
you
I don't
know
care.
What I'm saying?
I don't care. That's good they shut down because they be cause a lot of chaos, man.
I mean,
they're supposed to be a good, positive
before
movement.
I say it's good they shut down. I'm going to do a little bit more research.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm
do
saying? Because I can't just, you know what I mean? I don't know too much about it. I can
the,
be real. So
I
can't just go off your word. Right. You know what I mean?
Because I want
the I can trust your word.
The next day, like, yeah, what you say about New Era? I'm like, oh, shit.
No, I don't know.
I said, y'all was good. That's all I said.
I don't know about all that.
I said, y'all was good.
Where are we on the Baton Rouge situation?
Oh, my God. Baton Rouge?
The young man that was... Or excuse me, not the young man. The
you talk about the dude who got shot by the police officer.
The store owner who was shot at 20 times.
Oh, man.
With no gun in his hand. And
it's a huge uproar about that, man. It's been, you know, I've been seeing him for the past couple of weeks, and I'm sorry about that. I got a little bit confused, but.
RIP to him, and rest in peace, and
but you know, the
love
police
and prayers
officers
to his families.
I mean, it's getting to the point where it's getting a little repetitive, dog. And it's getting too sad, but it's like, now it's to the point, now it's time for a reaction.
We numb to it.
I mean, we've been numb to it for over 600-700 years. But as in today, it's getting ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? It's more like, it's more like game and sport. You know what I mean?
I think the irritation that I get is that there are great cops that are built and are made and looking forward to following the law to a T, looking forward to helping people, loving their communities. Mm-hmm. Cops that have lately have died due to the fact of somebody doing something stupid or just freak accidents or whatever the case may be. But the ones that are still alive that are doing what they're doing, God bless you. But it's like, where there's got to be more of you guys versus all these guys that are doing what they're not supposed to do behind the badge. Are we not talking to each other? Are we not grabbing each other by the collar and throwing them up against the locker? Like, I just want to know, because if we were cops right now and you were out of order and you did something you ain't had no business doing, you know, the brotherhood situation will come into play, but it'll come into play with a disciplinary situation as far as you wrong and you need to fix it.
And that's the thing, because you could be a good cop, but if you sitting back and you watching this, you just as bad.
Right.
Because you allowing this now. Yeah. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So what did you sign up for?
And I believe the other reason, to CJ's point, I believe the other reason why we're numb, as far as Detroiters and Michiganders, the most that happens is maybe a beatdown. And it's so seldom, because most of the Detroit policemen are from the same neighborhoods, are from the same era.
Especially what happened a few years ago when a guy from Easter, he got beat up by, I think it was State Police or Easter Police Department.
And there was also another situation at, I think at the Myers I just left.
Which one?
Aiden Woodward.
Aiden Woodward. Okay. Where that boy got hit with the nightstick.
With the baton.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I heard about that.
Oh, yeah,
I
remember that. Nah.
I remember that too.
Yeah, I remember
Mattis
that.
Mattis Green.
I mean, we just had one situation at Northland a couple years ago. My man's got choked out.
I remember that. It was on tape.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't on tape.
Yeah, I think it was on tape, if I'm not mistaken.
Now, we haven't heard. Either we hear about it all the way or we don't hear about it at all. That's another thing that goes on with Detroit police and politics. Whatever happens, though, that's the thing that we wonder. And for the most part, if we don't find out anything, if there's nothing in the news besides the incident, 9 times out of 10, that cop gone. Right. They ain't going to broadcast it, but that cop is gone.
Either that or he gets suspended.
He out the way.
Because, you know, the police department, they treat each other like family or like a fraternity. So they keep shit, like, under the table. So it's like, if they did beat somebody's ass, they won't tell nobody. They were like, you know what? Maybe you may take like a week off, whatever like that, or you get like a cut and pay, whatever. But other than that, for the most part, they ain't going to do nothing to him like that. Yeah. They might get charged for like, you know, attempted murder or some shit like that. But
yeah, it's just, you know.
Especially nowadays, they get, let me drink this Jack real quick.
It's just sad. You know what I'm saying?
I got two.
Well, I can't even say it's sad. It's just to the point where.
It's sad, man. It's really is
I mean,
sad.
It's been sad. Do we want to keep staying sad?
I'll just check the time, baby.
Let me check the time. But it is sad. To me, it is sad because, like, police supposed to protect and serve, not to beat somebody's ass.
Yeah, and see, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I understand, especially here in Detroit. Detroit Police Department, they work 12-hour shifts.
With,
and out of those 12-hour shifts,
some of the lowest paid, some of the lowest paid police officers.
That's cool, but what I'm saying is, man, like, it's sad, but how many years, though? Like, think about this.
Yeah.
Recently, the last 3 or 4 years has been broadcast. What about all the years when it wasn't? When it seemed like I was tripping when I was telling you the police was going crazy. Mm-hmm. Before social media, before smartphones with cameras. Mm-hmm. What about 97, 98, 99, 2000? You think it just started now?
Well, oh, no. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, to that point, I've got two comments here from Delano once again. He says, our generation is not strong enough to stick together against police brutality like back in the 60s, back in the 80s. My wife also says that they always going to treat us like we are animals until we start fighting for our communities. There will be no change. It's too many of us to have our neighborhood looking like the way it does. Y'all rather roll up one versus cleaning the vacant lot next to your house, raising up the children to be strong.
That's what I was trying to do with this.
She just hit it on the nose because I just was about to say that.
And I was trying to start an organization. It's called Rise of the Cause. Mm-hmm. You know, do with the community cleanup, do like mentoring programs. Mm-hmm. So we get the kids off the street, you know, trying to steer them to the positive, you know, path instead of, you know, dealing with, you know, BS that we got going on here in Detroit.
Hold on, man. Hold on. We got to take a shot to that, TJ.
Thank you. I'm just saying, I'm just being real, man.
No, I remember when he brought this. I remember when he brought the idea up, and I've always had similar mindsets. Mm-hmm. I've always had similar ideas. Mm-hmm. And I just looked at it. I was like, yo, bro, tell me what you need. Tell me what you want to do. I got his back the whole way through because, like,
that's
I said,
goal.
this man has, we got goals. He's got the goal and the mindset to do stuff like that. It needs to be done.
Look, man, I'm 29 years old. I'm about to be 30 in the next few months.
About to be and 30 in the next few hours.
I was born, happy birthday. And I was born and raised here in Detroit. I seen a lot of shit going on, especially in the neighborhood I used to live in, mm-hmm. 6 Mile and Gratiot. Mm-hmm. And in the past 10 years I was living there, I seen the neighborhood going down to shits, man. Yeah. Abandoned houses. I see people moving next door selling drugs, prostitution, the whole nine. Especially with the public school system, the way it is now.
Yeah, that's
and it's sad, man. So that's why I want to work with other nonprofit organizations to, you know, trying to start like a program or like a mentorship program. So we get the kids like going to college, everything. Yeah. Like
and
that.
It used to be like that when we were growing up.
Yeah.
These organizations that we used to have when we were growing up, they used to be behind each other. When one looked like they was getting ready to shut down, the rest of them came together and was like, look, don't worry about it.
But what do you think what happened to them?
Honestly?
Because like you got to think about it. Organization. Honestly,
mm-hmm. mismanagement.
All right. See, whether it was
an accident, or it was crooked,
and see that's what it comes down to.
Mismanagement.
Because like if you mismanaging something that's positive, it becomes a negative, mm-hmm. regardless.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure you got the right people in place to even run it, to look over it, to make sure everything going. Somebody that's not egotistic.
That's why I'm doing background checks.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm doing background checks
for real, man. You got to. But then you could do a background check, and the motherfucker can still rob you.
That's
you
true.
Just gotta find out who can you trust.
I just gotta put a gun in here. That's
all right. Oh, man, you tripping, dog. Shot to the gun, man. Let's go.
Cloud 19. Cloud 19.
Russian roulettes and shit. But
I just hope the police don't listen to this. I ain't trying to get into bullshit.
No. First of all, like I was saying. These cops have been raised in the same neighborhood, same mindset. I was raised in a neighborhood with two cops on the block. Mm-hmm. One of them was a captain. One of the realest men ever to wear the badge. I didn't say honorable, not to say that he wasn't, but I said real. In other words, he didn't just look at it from the standpoint of what the book had to say about law and protection. He looked at it from a standpoint of what he knew, what he learned, and how he dealt with things. You can't just go by the book, or you can't just go by the fact that you figure, well, this person ain't going to listen, so I might as well just go ahead and beat their tail. He used all his mindset and what he knew, plus the rules of the book, to instill into us mm-hmm. that there are certain things that's not worth fighting for. There's certain battles you shouldn't get into. You need to be focused on this, and you need to be focused on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's cool and all, though, B, man. But
I'm just saying,
it's a lot of people who didn't grow up with a police officer on their block. There's a lot of people who grew up in neighborhoods and
Memory
situations.
Had watch. Had,
it's a lot of people who didn't have that.
Yeah.
Neighborhood watch.
You know what I'm saying? Just because, like, you probably was grew up in a certain type of situation and shit. There's a lot of people who didn't. I grew up, I could tell you why I grew up. I stayed on Dexter and Edison. Mm-hmm. I stayed on Stoolcraft in Kentucky. I stayed on Plymouth and Rutland.
Yeah.
I don't recall seeing no good guy cop. Every time I saw a cop, it was put him up. Frisk for no reason. Throwing me down for no reason. Talking shit for no reason.
Exactly.
I ain't gonna lie, I dibbled and dabbled a little bit. But I wasn't out here doing no bullshit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I was one of those.
What can you say to one of those, you know what I'm saying, who grew up and the only image that they got of a cop is something negative?
You know what? What do you say to that person? Here's what I have to say to them. The same mindset that you feel that they walk around thinking that you ain't nothing. The question is, do you think you're not nothing? Because that's what it comes down to. You are being treated like nothing, but you know you're not. But if you're going to walk around with that same mindset and that's what you display every time you see one of them, then that's what's going to happen. I'm not saying that it's right, but it goes back to what our mothers used to tell us when it came to the dozens and somebody went too far. Mm-hmm. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
But see, that's why I got to agree with you at. But on the flip side, it's always still that flip side.
Yeah, no.
I'm not about to tell nobody to just continue to react the way that somebody's treating you. Nah, because then you're going into life backwards. Right. You know what I'm saying? But what if I'm actually, some may say the OJ mindset, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To the point where I'm looking at it like, I'm a nice guy. Why you keep treating me bad? I'm not looking at you the way you treat me, but you can continue to treat me bad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
we as a people.
That's real stuff, for real, you know what I'm saying? That's where
right there, I'm pretty sure, you know, if you got a cop talking junk, because nowadays you got where the cops are talking junk and you're talking right back. In some cases, not most. I'm just saying, like, depending on, if it's not a situation where you're being thrown down to the ground, where they're just telling you this is what's going on, and there's a dialogue. Mm-hmm. The problem is, what is your reaction, your dialogue about to be? Right. Just because they said that you fit the description, show them that's not the description.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because here's the thing. If the description is being shot through the radio, then automatically they're thinking, well, then he's going to talk like this. His mindset's going to be like this. He's going to probably run. You didn't run. Your mindset wasn't like that.
You don't have a gun.
You actually know how to talk. That's the other problem nowadays. There is nobody's vernacular is good enough to negotiate.
Police have a mentality of shoot first.
You know what? Sometimes it don't be what you say. It's how you react.
Yeah, that's my.
See, I can't say just knowing how to talk, period. Sometimes your actions will speak louder.
You know, my brother, he told me this one story about one of his boys. They was just walking. Police rolled up, and he just started running.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's even worse.
And it's just like.
Did he have something?
He didn't do anything. Here's the crazy part about the whole thing.
That's crazy, man.
Once they got to him, they said, why are you running? And he said, when I see the police, I always run. He said, I don't know why I ran. I just always run. And I'm not saying that it's right on the other end.
It's not right.
Of policemen when they say, I don't know why I shot him. I just, you know what I mean? The whole re-mindset of it needs to happen on both ends.
But you know what? That's a mentality of niggas. Niggas have the mentality.
I can't say just, that's rare though. Like, yeah, we all probably know that one retarded person. That's going to see the cops and run for no reason. Ain't nothing in their pocket but $2.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying, with these rare situations.
He lucky.
He could be lucky, but with these rare situations,
mm-hmm. How many of those situations could have happened a different way, but because of the reaction automatically from what's been told? But you may have never gotten in trouble with the police in your life, right? But because of all the stories that your boys told you, you automatically feel like, okay, so when I see the police, I need to just bail.
Right, but see, like you said a couple minutes ago, it goes on both sides.
So,
an officer probably never had an issue with nobody.
Exactly.
And then now you know what I'm saying? It goes flip side, but what I was saying prior to that is the mindsets.
Especially.
I'm drinking Coke and Rum.
Especially a few.
What is this, Jack Daniels?
I think it's like a. No, it's Captain Morgan.
Yeah, oh,
Captain
sure, same
but
shit.
A few years ago, I looked on the studies showing that 60% of Detroit residents don't have a license. This a few years ago. It may be different now, but people might be running because they might be scared of, you know, they might have a worn out for their arrest.
People
might run for different things,
here's
though.
Here's the
you know
nutty
I mean?
Thing about that percentage. Here's the nutty thing about that situation. And this is, hold on, first I'm going to give a guesstimate. I imagine, as far as a guesstimate, that a lot of men and women who have joined the police did it so that way they could have valid everything as far as a shield. Okay. Number two, 60% for that right now?
No. That was like back in 2015, 2014.
Okay. So about,
that's what I'm saying, it's kind of outdated. Right.
So about now, let's just do like 75%. Okay.
I say a little bit less than that, but
okay.
That's a little bit too high.
All right. But okay. Here's my thing about it. 9 times out of 10, and if I'm wrong, tell me, but 9 times out of 10, you get pulled over when you driving stupid.
Yeah.
Okay?
I got to stop you, bro.
I'm not going to say nine times out of ten. Police might be behind
man.
You, and they raise your plates. They ran your plates. They be like, oh,
yes.
His ass got license suspended.
Yes.
I can't
say
nine.
Yes. Yes, that's
I'm
true.
I'm going to say it's a good percentage, but I'm not going to say 9 times out of 10.
When I say driving,
about five.
I'm not just talking about swerving and you know, just I'm not talking about that type of stuff. I'm talking about, like you just said, they checking your tags or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they only checked the tag because they saw that the tag was out of date. But if the tag was in date and you ain't got no insurance and you ain't got no license.
But still, they can still run it like.
They could.
Okay, he got suspended license.
Right, they
or
could.
He can say, like.
They could.
Or his license haven't been updated.
Right.
Like that,
but why? Know? But okay, if that's the case, right?
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is that they definitely know the law, but they know the BS you got to go through in order to follow it. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying they know the BS you got to go through to follow it. So yeah. 60% from back then, right? 60%. Why is it 60%? Why is it allowed to be 60%?
Insurance rates.
I'm just saying. Why is it allowed to be 60%?
Highest in the country. Highest in the country.
Highest in the country.
Exactly. Like Delano just said, depends on the neighborhood you're in as well. Yeah. But in that neighborhood, if you know how to drive.
Nah, because I didn't got pulled over for some bullshit doing everything right. Certain neighborhoods. I just really feel like you should, first and foremost, understand where you at, mm-hmm. all surroundings.
I understand where you at.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Understand what type of car you in, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what time of day it is, first and foremost. I know it sound fucked up, but I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, no, for this real.
You know what I'm saying?
This is a tip for my people, man. Especially, I live in the suburbs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Police would target you if you had tinted windows. That's why I hate tinted windows.
Yeah.
I hate tinted windows. Because
most cars are made with them now.
If you ride with dubs, if you... Ride with like broken taillight, headlight, you know.
Anything out of order.
Yeah.
You know.
People gotta take their chances depending on.
Take your chances. If you
because
work out
if this is my car and my job is right here, I gotta do what I gotta do.
Mm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. But in the same token, try to avoid, not just the suburbs, because a lot of times why I have problems with quote unquote the cops is within the city. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Certain areas or whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Cops getting ready to make their quota. Hood cops getting ready to make their quota.
Period, though.
That's why I drive legit. I got legit insurance. I got legit license. I make sure I'm top of my shit. If I get some tickets, if I get pulled over, I got some tickets and stuff for speeding and stuff, I will pay that shit immediately because I don't got time for my shit to be suspended. Fuck the bullshit.
Nah, man.
But just remember, though, CJ, it's a lot of people who can't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we got to count our blessings.
There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people, you know, who can't at the time. I'll say that.
There's a lot of people who just can't, though.
They can't, man.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard, dog. Like, everybody's situation is not mine, or yours, or his.
How much is it in Detroit? How much is insurance, the average insurance rate in Detroit?
Depending on the age. That's how they get you, too.
The driving record? Yeah, your age, too. I say about $500 a month. Maybe more than that. I don't know.
Depending on what type of insurance you got.
I pay $300-something a month. And that's kind of low. Considering where I live at and my driver record, that's kind of low.
You said how much?
$300-something a month.
Oh, yeah.
That's still high as hell.
Of course.
Comparing to, like, my uncle, he lives in Virginia. He only paying $90 a month.
God bless him.
And that's like, he's older, but at the same time, he has a good driver. Though. My cousins, they live in North Carolina. They pay about between $80 and $100 a month. And they like 30.
So a pair of ones.
That is crazy.
Good.
I'm like, shit.
A pair of ones and they straight, bro.
I'm like, man, I'm
gonna Rob, man.
Hey, I'm gonna wanna call my uncle, like, hey, Uncle Daryl, you think I can use your address real quick? I go there every year.
For that hot dollar, they all right.
For real. Save me a good
$200. But like, for instance, man, let's say I get pulled over.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
I got, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to work. I can't afford no insurance. I got a car. Typical shit that a lot of people go through. Mm-hmm. Now I can't get to work.
Yeah, you can't get to work.
Now I can't get to work because now they done towed my car. But we'll get to it next time, man.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. But you know what? Next week, we're going to have a special guest coming in. I'm not going to tell you who it is yet, but we're going to have a special guest. But this is my boy's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, man. Appreciate it.
Before we go, what's your social media? What's your social media?
Man, you can hit me up at Rob the Don on Facebook and Instagram is rob.thadon.
All right, what about you? What's your social?
You already know what it is. It's Jimmy. It's Brandon Jimmy's Back Bird. It used to be Brandon Jimmy Real Though Bird. For those who still have friends to my page, let that go. Let it go. And come to Jimmy. Come to Brandon
and
Jimmy's
took his
Back
page.
Bird. Yeah.
And Arabic took his page.
Whole punk. And also, Jimmy Got Bars on Instagram. Y'all know where it's at.
My Facebook is Craig Davis Jr. My Instagram is the_quiet_assassin. If you want to follow me on Snapchat, it's CJ771988. Once again, it's 3WAL. We up out of here. We see y'all next week.
I'll let y'all. God bless.
Oh, yeah.
God bless.